Oh, dear friends, let's talk of one who found grace and moved by faith. Great example and a great pattern for us. We're going to talk about Noah today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us. On
Jordan's morning. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you to our Jay Webb, and greetings to all of you. Join me as we begin a walk down that blessed hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, as we begin our tour, we come upon Hebrews 11 and verse 6 that says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." We take another step down this hall of faith, and we stop, and we see and read Hebrews 11 and verse 7, the very next verse. "By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." By faith Noah. Faith that is necessary to please God. An obedient faith. Note that Noah moved. He was divinely warned. God told him what he must do, and Noah obeyed God. By faith, Noah, faith that brings one to God in obedience. We must note that Noah prepared that ark, that he expressed his obedience and moved on his faith. By faith, Noah, faith that is rewarding to those that diligently seek. And let's note that Noah became an heir of righteousness. He diligently sought after God's plea and what God desired for him to do. Oh my, how our little children sing about Noah and his arky, 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 singing of God's greatness and how they understand at their level of the importance of Noah. Today, dear friends, we want to talk of Noah and his example before us today. Let's reach back for a wonderful account from the Old Testament and let us grow therein. But first, may I pause and remind you that the International Gospel Hour is under the oversight of the elders of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ. And our address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. You can also reach us by our toll-free number at 855-444-6988. Or online at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. Please go to the contact tab. We'd love to hear from you, our listeners. If you'll allow me to pause for about 30 seconds, here is our Jay Webb with a little more details about our work at International Gospel Hour, or shall I say a little more detail, rather, and then we'll come back as we talk about good old Noah.
Since 1934, the International Gospel Hour has been heard over the radio, and to God be the glory. We are blessed to remain on the air through gracious giving of congregations of Churches of Christ, faithful Christians, and devoted friends. That's why you'll never hear us asking for money from you, our listeners. Our offers of material and study aids are absolutely free. We want you to grow in the knowledge of the Word of God. Thank you always for listening.
Let's talk about Noah and back up into Genesis 5, where in Genesis 5 and verse 29, we find that Noah shall comfort us concerning our work. It's a very unique statement about Noah amongst all the genealogy there. Lamech, who was Noah's father, named him correctly. He knew that he had a son that would make, to that point, the difference in the world. Here is the comfort. Noah would make a difference, as others did in the Bible. But the comfort was Noah would bring comfort. There would be a hope. There's comfort when you look at all the sin that was prevalent in the days of Noah. There's a comfort there, although no one recognized it. There was a comfort of one building an ark to save one when the flood would come, when the ground would burst up from the deeps and the rain would begin. I know there were individuals that probably thought Noah was beside himself, for it was only Noah and his wife, three sons, and their wives that were saved. But Noah was there to comfort. You know, there are others. I think about in the rebuilding of the Jerusalem walls. Consider Nehemiah and the attitude of the people with him, to where they listened to Nehemiah's plan through God. And in Nehemiah 2, verse 18, let us rise up and build. Well, don't you know that helped one another? And then later in Nehemiah 4 and verse 6, for the people had a mind to work. You see, there's comfort among those who are of like precious faith. Was that not the term that Peter used in 1 Peter 1? Those of like precious faith that strengthen, that comfort, and help us along life's way. The word comfort is a word that means to help alongside. Someone comes up and you lose a loved one and they come up to comfort you. They come alongside to let you know of their compassion and to help kind of ease that pain. Well, dear friends, to comfort concerning one's work. You know, Titus 2 and verse 14 tells the Christian to be zealous of good works, and works that express our faith, our obedience in Christ, James 2, 17 and 18. Now, works are not brought forth to save a man. Works express the man who is saved, for he shows his faith by his works and by his actions. Again, we go back to James chapter 2. But when we think about Noah will comfort us concerning our work, let us be comforting in our labors for the Lord, and let us also keep in mind the words of Noah. Here's another statement of Noah in Genesis 6 and verse 8. With all the wickedness going on, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. As he, his family, and all the animals were on the ark, we read in Genesis 7 and verse 16 how the Lord shut him in, how in Genesis 8 and verse 1, God remembered Noah. In the storms of life, God will remember us. When the storms rise and our ark, if you will, is lifted off the ground and we are in torrential rain, torrential storm, if you will, in a challenging way, just remember Jesus is always there. Mark 4, 35 through 41. Remember when the storms came up and they went and awakened Jesus and said, Teacher, do you not care? Well, Jesus does care. And if we will turn to him, he will tell the troubles in our lives to be still and to allow us to be obedient unto him. You see, grace is to be found in the eyes of the Lord. And God, the God of all grace, the grace that brings salvation, has appeared to all men. Listen to Titus 2:12, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. God is there through Christ to help us deal with our storms of life. Something else about Noah. In Genesis 6 and verse 9, the Bible says how Noah walked with God. And in Genesis 6 and verse 22, after God explained to him what all he wanted done with the ark, the Bible said, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Allow us to continue our walk in the hall of faith, once again with Hebrews 11 and verse 7. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And when Noah and all came forth from the ark, the first thing Noah did was worship God, Genesis 8, 20 through 22. You see, when you walk with God, you want to follow and be obedient unto him through faith and to worship him. Noah did as God commanded. And if we love God, we will do what he commands unto us, John 14 and verse 15. Allow one that's obedient to the gospel to walk with God in the light, 1 John 1 and verse 7. To walk worthy, Ephesians 4 and verse 1, and to walk in love, Ephesians 5 and verse 2. For Noah walked with God, dear friends, so should we. We want to encourage all of our listeners in their walk with God. If you've had yet to begin your walk with God, dear friends, we want to help you begin that walk. If you have a walk with God, but you're finding yourself with questions concerning your walk and in what you believe, maybe there are things that where you are attending church that they're doing that you just can't find justification in the Scriptures. We all have to begin somewhere, so let's do this. We're delighted to always offer our free Bible study courses by mail or online. And for our free Bible study course by mail, that we would love for you just to give it a try, see what you think. Here is our J-Web with how you can receive that study.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Dear friends, we would love to hear from you, and we'd love to share our studies with you. It seems on a daily basis, individuals will reach out for studies or downloads of our broadcast. In some way, shape, form, or fashion, we're thankful that we can continue to help you in your studies. Dear friends, in light of what we've learned of Noah today and his example, are we working, allowing our works to express our faith? Can God use us as He did Noah to make a difference in this world? And are our lives, lives that are walking with God in obedience to His will? Dear friends, may our lives be such, and if not, then let us work toward that end to get those things right, and know that we will help you in your pursuit of truth through our studies here at International Gospel Hour. Thank you for joining me today for our broadcast, and I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, please, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.